You're listening to the Newsmakers podcast from MLB.com.
This is the Rocket, Bill Latson.
I have one of the best baseball analysts on the phone. I'm talking about Ron Darling of the New York Mets. Ron, thank you so much for being with me. Ron, the National League East is really going to be tough this year. And I think the New York Mets are going to be better than they were last year. I think they're the team to beat. What do you think?
I wouldn't say they're the team to beat, Bill. I think they're going to be a very good club. I think Washington is still a nose ahead of them. You know, you got to take down the champ before you proclaim yourself the best. So I think they're a really good team. I think there's three things to their team, Bill. I think they're a really good team because they re-signed Cespedes. He's one of the best middle of the order hitters in baseball.
Right.
I think they're a very good team in the National League. If their pitching pitches the way they're supposed to, and I'm talking about Syndergaard, Harvey, DeGrom, and Mats, a lot of them coming back from injury. And then three, if Conforto and or Darnold are the real deal and really can come through on the offensive side, then I think they could be a special team. So I think, you know, that's a lot of ifs and a lot of things have to come, but it's not like it can't happen. But I still see Washington as the favorite right now.
If you look at Washington, Ron, they won three division titles but can't go far in the postseason. Why do you think that's the case from a guy looking outside, looking in?
Well, I think there's been a lot of reasons. Let's just take the overall thing. That is so difficult, Bill. It's one of the impossible scrums of all time now with the two wild cards to get all the way through and get to the World Series and win it. So I think it's more difficult now than it's ever been. So that's not on them. It's just a very difficult task. I think the first time they got there, Steven Strasburg had an unbelievable season. Maybe was one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. And because of innings limits, they weren't able to use one of the greatest assets the first time through. They've lost also some of the most heartbreaking, toughest games in the postseason. Zimmerman being taken out 8 2/3 of great baseball, the 18 inning games, they just had some really, really real tough games, some that they were winning. They weren't able to hold on, some that were extra inning losses, some where they just couldn't hold it. So, you know, they're such a good ball club. It's almost impossible for me to think that they haven't been to a World Series yet. But I think it's as much to do as with some of the little things that happened to them, but also it's just very tough to get there.
Let's talk about the Central. Are the Cubs still the team to beat, in your opinion?
Yeah, the Cubs are the best team in the National League. They have the greatest young talent, which I think is the most important thing in baseball today. Two reasons, because of the fresh legs, you got that energy. Second, financially, keeps your team pretty sound when guys are like making a lot less than the $30 million that Cespedes is going to be paid this year.
Right.
They just have it everywhere you look. They've got great starting pitching. They've got great everyday players. Now they've got Wade Davis's health notwithstanding. They have a great bullpen. So I think in some ways they're better than they were last year,
okay,
which I think is a little scary for the rest of the Central. St. Louis always seems to get it done, but they always seem to be the ones being chased. I think they're doing some chasing now. And Pittsburgh, you know, I hate to say this because I love the ballpark, I love the city, I love the fans,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, the smaller market teams, when they don't get it done, their window is a little smaller. You know, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and others, then teams like Chicago or the Red Sox or the Yankees or teams that can retool, the Pittsburgh Pirates can't go out and get Chris Sale,
right,
even with all the young talent they have.
Right.
The Red Sox can by giving them young talent and also being able to afford the contract. So, those are the challenges, I think, that Pittsburgh faces now.
The NL West, the Dodgers, they seem another team that goes to the playoffs and then they're stumped in the division series or in the NLCS. I mean, how can they go all the way?
Well, I think it's hard to put it on the best pitcher in baseball, and I won't do that because he's pitched too many good games in the postseason too. But, you know, he's had those games that he's had to come through. He wasn't helped by his defense last year against the Cubs, certainly in the first inning. How do they get through? They get through by Clayton Kershaw being Madison Bumgarner, winning three games and saving another. I think that's how they get through, because even though they have good starting pitching, it's not as deep. And Clayton by far is the best. I think their bullpen and signing Jansen again is the same. Jansen is outstanding. And, you know, if they are able to pull off the Dozier, Brian Dozier deal, I think that makes them not equal to the Cubs, but just slightly behind, because Dozier would add a lot of punch to that lineup.
That's true. The AL East, I can't help but think the Red Sox have it in the bag because they picked up Chris Sale. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. I don't see any other team really challenging them. I think the Yankees are a year away from being a powerhouse again. You know, they have some young players. They're going to have to sow their oats this year. The Red Sox just have too many talented young everyday players, you know, from Betts and Bogarts and Benintendi and Bradley. I guess it's all B's there, right, for Boston. And they're pitching with Sale now. I mean, you know, you got Porcello and Sale and Price.
Right.
I mean, you know, not many teams have that kind of top three. So I think they're going to have another outstanding year. They'll be around that century mark for wins. The AL East, which has always been kind of a dogfight, I think will be less of one this year.
Oh, I agree with you. The AL Central, I can't help but think it's the Indians and nobody else.
Yeah, I think the Royals are going to be better because they'll have Moustakas and Hosmer, and so they'll definitely be better than they were last year. But, you know, again, the Indians starting pitching, and their relief corps, now that they have Miller for an entire year, are going to be very formidable to deal with. And, you know, if they get Michael Brantley back, and he's any kind of the player that he was before,
right?
With the addition of signing Edwin Encarnacion, I mean, that's almost like the Mets last year with Cespedes. It kind of fell in their lap, and it makes the Cleveland Indians the team to beat. They just have it. And then they have probably, I think, one of the best managers in the game.
I totally agree with you there. The AL West, this is hard. It's hard to pick. Can't be the Angels. Who do you see?
I think this is Seattle's year. I know that we've said that the last few seasons. I think Texas, of course, that won the division last year, is a very formidable club. I don't think they're as strong as they were last year. They've had some subtractions from that ball club. You know, they spent some of the offseason trying to add on, and they still could add on. I mean, if they get Mark Trumbo, maybe I'll have a different conversation with you. But right now, I think that Jerry DePoto, he's made 34 trades since he took over the team in September of 2015. No one's even close. Any other ball club's close. He's really revamped that team, and I think they are the team that's going to blast through the AL West. And it would be great for those great fans of Seattle to maybe have a division champ up there.
So who do we see in the World Series then? The Cubs and the Indians? Who do we see?
Well, Fox TV, which covers the game, will probably want the Red Sox and the Cubs. I think that would be Wrigley and Fenway. I think that would be what they would love to see. I think, honestly, that is probably what you're going to see. You know, Cleveland took care of the Red Sox very easily last year in the playoffs. And I think Cleveland is equal to the Red Sox, maybe a shade behind, hard to say that. But I think they'll be battling it out for the AL title. And I think the Red Sox are going to come through this year. I could be wrong, but I don't see anyone topping the Cubs. I just think the Cubs are going to go 108 years without winning one, and they might win four of the next five. I mean, that's how good they are.
Ron Darling, thank you so much for coming on, and it was greatly appreciated.
Bill, anytime.
Appreciate it. That's it for The Rocket Show. We'll talk to you next week.